inside. Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Recorded live from beautiful Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, we're not just for heterosexuals anymore, it's Podzilla 1985. Now, for you new listeners who are no doubt listening to this because one of your friends sent it to you because of the things we're about to say on the show, you may think that Podzilla 1985 is just a harborage for dick jokes and wrestling references, but we actually have some fairly intelligent people who want to talk about some serious topics. So if that doesn't interest you, go back about two episodes and listen to the 50th episode where dick jokes galore. But for this one, I've got some smart people and we're going to talk about smart things. To my left, the host of Pentanerd, Jesse Kimball. Jesse, my old friend, it's good to see you again.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Oh, I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait for this one. And down at the end of the table, far, far away from my gay reaches, Asa Gray.
Hello there.
We can make some things stretch.
Well, we made it about 30 seconds into the show.
Hey, at least it was slightly classier. That's I didn't just say the phrase.
You dressed it up a little.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are dressing up these today, from what I understand. A lot of rainbows all over the place. And if you haven't heard why, it's because today the Supreme Court passed, what was it, 6-4? I believe was the vote.
Yeah.
It'd be 6-3.
Was it 6-3?
Yeah.
We'll double check it, but it was 6-something, I'm pretty sure.
No, yeah, it was 5-4.
Was it 5-4?
I think so. I think it was that close.
Well, they passed gay marriage legal all states.
Banning homosexual marriage is unconstitutional, says the United States Supreme Court.
Yes, except for the four holdouts, which I haven't seen who it is, but I'm almost positive Clarence Thomas is one of them.
I saw there was a fantastic Onion headline. That was it. Listed the four, and it said, "Suddenly realize they will be portrayed as villains in an Oscar-winning movie in 10 years."
Only if that
is. It was 5-4.
5-4. Yeah. Only if that Oscar-winning movie is produced by Fox News, because they hate this.
They would not. They would be the heroes. They would be the valiant fighters of our
freedoms. Co-starring Stacey Dash.
I don't get that reference.
Well, Stacey Dash, you know who Stacey Dash is.
No, that's why I don't get that.
She was the black girl from Clueless.
Oh, okay.
The really pretty one that I had a huge crush on, still do, but she's also hardcore Republican, and today she was mourning the death of civil liberties and stuff like that because
people now have equal rights. What is taken away from? See, this is why I shouldn't have been on the show, because I'm going to get real angry.
Well, the point is to get angry, and let me start it off. Let me just throw something out there real quick. Now, I have a lot of friends. Let me start off by saying this. Let me be clear. We have a lot of friends. All of us have a lot of friends on Facebook. We're going to listen to this who disagree with us. And I hope that they have the courtesy and the, emotional and maturity level to disagree, but not take it to an extreme. If we take it to an extreme.
I'm probably going to take it to an extreme because I feel very strongly about it.
It's going to be heat of the moment, you know? So.
Yeah.
That's your warning, and you all know who you are. If you don't want to be angry at us, turn off the show now, because it's about to get real.
I will say, kind of a warning to other people that are listening to this, this isn't going to be a debate show.
No.
For the most part, because all three of us feel very strongly, I know I feel very strongly, but we have the same point of view. We're both way excited that this happened.
I think we're all, pretty in the strong side of,
Yeah, in the interest of fairness, this is not going to be us arguing about whether or not...
This is not going to be fair and balanced reporting.
Yeah, this isn't Fox News. So, if you're looking for fair and balanced, turn Fox on. I'm sure Bill O'Reilly is...
totally okay with what's
holding
going on.
A public service for the death of
He's
morality.
He's just dressed in black, has a funeral veil on.
Yeah, so Jesse, I want to address this question to you first.
All right, what's your
Why is everyone so upset about gay marriage? Why is it a big deal?
See, that's actually something I've been racking my brain about. The biggest argument that I've heard is that gay marriage can't be allowed because marriage is reserved for a man and a woman who love each other.
And where does it say that?
Literally nowhere in the Constitution.
Where do people claim it said?
They claim that it comes from the Bible.
Okay. I want to start on that point.
I would just like, cause I was hoping when Shannon invited me to do the show, I was really hoping that there would at least be one person to counterpoint. Because they would use that argument. Because that's the only argument is, well, the Bible says, and as soon as they said that phrase, I just wanted to go, sorry, separation of church and state, try again.
Right. Yeah. And that's the point I wanted to make is like, even for the people that would defend it and say, well, actually nowhere in the Bible does it say anything against homosexuality. Cause there are some people that say that, the people pick also and choose, wrong. You know. But here's the main point. For everyone that's upset from a Christian religious standpoint, this is not your country. This is not a Christian country. We've said it before. I can't hammer the point home enough. This is not a Christian country. If you want to form your own country based on the Bible, go for it. America is a melting pot where everybody has their own beliefs, their own rights, and everyone else's rights are not being infringed upon because gay people want to get married and have the same basic human rights as any other human on this fucking planet.
I mean, America was founded for religious freedom. Like, you're supposed
but
to be able
But they
were
Christians, and it was a Christian nation.
Yeah. I just got the twinges. That was good. Anyway.
Dale Gribble disagrees. I don't know why I went to Dale Gribble, but...
Either way, no, it drives me crazy because that really is the situation. They believe that human beings shouldn't have the same rights as other human beings because the Bible said they couldn't. Separation of church and state. Separation of fucking church and fucking state. Like, yeah. I don't understand it.
This is not a Christian country.
No, yeah.
There are Christians. That's not the same thing.
There happens to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
Just because you're in the majority doesn't... But I will say, like, a lot of people are just unaware of that. Like, I don't remember when it was or what the debate was, but someone actually posted on Facebook and admitted to the fact that they're like, I literally just learned that it's not an actual, like, there is no national language. There is no national religion.
No.
Like, they just assumed that because everyone is Christian and speaks English, that those were the official language and religion of America.
And what's funny about that is if you look at the stats, if you look at the numbers, yes, Christianity is, you know, predominant, but it's not like it's the only one that's big. You know how many Muslims we have in this country? And God, I know there are certain people who listen and have been on the show that want the Muslims to go back wherever they came from because they don't want them to practice whatever they do here. But, so my point is that this country was not founded on Christianity alone. It is a melting pot of different religions. So if your only argument is that the Bible says this is wrong, your argument is already thrown out the window because the Bible has no place, like you said, separation of church and state, has no place in the argument. You've got no horse in this race, Nate. Yeah.
Uh-oh. There's one of the other arguments that I've seen was that not necessarily against gay marriage, just the fact that it's the Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, saying that all the state courts can no longer do this thing, that it should be left up to this on the state level.
Yeah, I think Jeb Bush said that.
That's fine to believe that you want the states to have more power than the federal government, whatever. That's a whole nother topic, which, whatever. But, if the state is trying to say that this is something that is violating a basic human right and is keeping inequality, then it has then the federal government should absolutely have the power to step in, be like, hey, fucking stop.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't deny basic human rights. And for those people who, and, you know, I won't name any more names, but for those people out there that say, well, this is, we're heading to sin. Oh my God, sin and all this and morality of the world is going down. God forbid you ever open up a newspaper or go to CNN and see what happens in the rest of the world with the genocide and the raping of the Muslim women, people killing each other, child slavery, child prostitution. If you think this is the shoe that drops that ends the world, you're a fucking moron.
A loving couple can get married.
Well, that's okay. That's like, what I don't understand.
I have friends that are they're in a homosexual relationship. Their relationship is stronger than any relationship I've ever been in.
So for everyone that says that marriage is between man and woman and it's sacred and all that, how do you explain the high divorce rates, infidelity, prostitution?
That was actually something I was going
to
bring
that
up.
Was a
too,
huge, yeah. That was actually a huge point that I wanted to bring up too was, okay, so it says in the Bible that gay marriage is a sin. Which one, no, it fucking does not. Two, what the Bible actually says about completely legal thing. In fact, many people who say that, you know, oh, gay marriage is a sin, it's an abomination.
It's immoral.
Guess what? Fucking divorced. Which, Matthew 5:31-32. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. Now, another thing that people like to say that is also fucking incorrect is that Jesus says that homosexuality is wrong. Point A, Jesus never said one single fucking word about homosexuality. I challenge you to please find me on Facebook, Asa Gray. It's the one where I kind of look like a serial killer.
That's true.
Send me a message with the exact verse, and I will issue a public apology where Jesus addresses homosexuality by name. But what he does actually address by name is divorce. In Mark 10:2-12, where do we go? Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "What did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. "But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and a mother and be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Now, sure, Jesus says man and woman when he's referring to marriage. Yeah. But that's just because back then, that's all there was. When it says that homosexuality was an abomination, that just means that it was something that hadn't really been accounted for before. Like, historically speaking, that is what that word meant. And the fucking Doritos taco is an abomination.
Well, you know what? By that definition, medicine is an abomination.
Yep.
Artificial limbs are an abomination.
Yep.
All the things that we have created through technology and science are abominations.
If you plucked any of them and like from there and just brought them here, looking around at these buildings and cars and roads.
Everything's an abomination.
This is witchcraft.
Yeah.
Because clearly God would not allow for such.
And also, historically speaking, at that age or at that time period, what were the ages of the people getting married? 20-year-old men, 12-year-old women, 11-year-old girls.
Oh, you mean when fathers were marrying off their daughters for the sole purpose of gaining land and power?
Yeah.
That's the biblical.
As long as two men weren't touching each other, I don't see a problem with it. You, Jesse?
And no, absolutely not.
No.
Well, no, and honestly, like 11 is kind of old. Like, you could actually be betrothed to someone as early as like 5 years old in some civilizations.
And you know what? That still happens today. Immorality, gay marriage ending the world. There are still children being sold into marriage and slavery and prostitution. And this is the issue you pick to be a hero for, America? Basic human rights? I think the problem is that when people think of gays, when they think of two gay people, they don't think of two regular people who love each other and want to spend their life together. They still have the preconceived notion that two gays are two guys in leather assless chaps with a little biker hat fucking each other while raping babies. Because I know for a fact, when I was in college and I was in journalism, my journalism teacher actually said that all gays are pedophiles. What? And we tore his ass apart for that. If he's listening to this, he knows what I'm talking about.
I had to. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
This is a serious discussion. Took me to an alley.
And, no.
I tore his ass up, Holmes.
It's just ridiculous. It makes me so angry. You know, why would you want to deny basic human rights?
I also like the argument that gay people are, like, actively trying to recruit.
They're trying to trick you into being gay.
Yeah. I have, one, I lost that point, but I've been...
You've been recruited?
No, not yet.
What's coming now?
I've been attempted to be recruited more times by churches and like people coming to my door and asking me to join their church than I have anyone trying to be, "Hey, you know what's great? Gay sex. Let's go." No, it's not a thing that fucking happens.
I said this to Zach Kurgis today, a good friend of mine who works at the Jackson store, that all of those people, all of the paranoid people who say that the world's coming to an end and sin and immorality are taking over the country, they're having a field day right now because we're getting to the point where we're going to legalize pot. Gay marriage is legal.
you know, how many other things are going to happen? That is exactly what they said is going to happen. They're taking our guns away. We can't fly the heritage flag anymore. I have now replaced the Confederate flag with the name of the heritage flag. Yeah.
Great.
And oh, by the way, folks, that's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Hey, look, another circle jerk on the horizon.
Right.
Yeah.
three people with the same point of view.
I don't know. You might be surprised by what I'm going to say, but please go on, Asa.
I lost it.
No.
Something about how gay people are fucking people and just. Yeah, it's not the thing. Like, what does it take away from anyone?
Yeah.
What does it? It's not like my parents have to turn in their marriage certificate for a gay couple to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. And that's actually the big thing that's really bothered me about it. Like, it's not like anybody is saying that churches have to allow gay couples to get married inside of their buildings. Like, St. Mary's here in town doesn't have to open their doors to homosexual couples to get married. No one is saying that. Basically, we are now granting human beings rights that the government grants to traditional couples. I put air quotes around traditional. I don't know if anybody could see that.
I was looking something up because I wanted to ask you about, I know you're a big football fan. Did you see what, Vikings player Josh Robinson tweeted after, the same-sex marriage ruling?
I did not.
Well, let me find it here. I'm probably gonna have to paraphrase, but, okay. So this is what he said. I'm gonna say everything, and, you guys can react how you want. He said in a series of tweets, "Love is love. So what would we say when the 30-year-old loves your 10-year-old? When the dad loves his 6-year-old? It's different? Yeah, okay. The day one person makes that stand, some may support, but many will say that's sick. That day I will say hypocrites. When did we start defining a word by using that word? Shaking my head. If you really want to know what love is," and then he put a Bible quote, which he just put parentheses or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't fucking care. "And in the end, everyone has a right to believe what they want to believe. You shared yours. I shared mine." Now, I want to remind you what he shared was that he's comparing homosexuality to pedophilia, and that because two consenting adults are in a relationship together, that is the equivalent of a 30-year-old man raping a 10-year-old. That's what he believes.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you hold that belief and you're a friend of the show, don't talk to me anymore. That's fucking stupid. That is the dumbest just fuck. Like, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, right. That really is like one of the dumbest things like I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me that two consenting adults are the equivalent of a man raping a child. And that is what a lot of people in America believe, is that gays are immoral.
Well, I do take solace in the fact that people who hold that belief are a dying breed. They will be in museums next to the fucking dinosaurs
and the heritage
and dodo. Just, they're going to go away. And they are going to look just absolutely foolish in 20 years' time.
Oh, sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's going to be in the history books 20 years from now.
Oh, no, and see, this was the thing that I wanted to make. This is our generation's Loving versus Virginia, which is the Supreme Court ruling that allowed interracial marriage. Well, because that was an abomination.
Yeah, I was just going to say, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, you know what else was abomination or were abominations? Black people's rights, women's suffrage, interracial couples, black people and white people going to school together. That is what this is. This is the new age of that.
Do I mean, following that trend, I can clearly see pedophilia becoming legal in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. And we'll marry horses, totally. Too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
1967 is when we allowed white people and black people to be married. That seems way too, like, recent to be okay.
Yeah.
It's almost 50 years. Not even 50 years. Like, ugh. I just
have we not grown enough as human beings in the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years that we've been on this planet that we can't accept people as people? We've already sold and bought people. We denied people rights because of their gender.
Slaughtered them in mass because of what they believe.
Still do it. You know, I kind of want to shift over to the Confederate flag for a second because.
We can go ahead and make that transition.
I will say we all can agree, though, in 9 months, there are going to be so many babies born.
Gay babies that will be raped by their fathers, according to NFL linebacker Dick Idiot.
I can't wait until he's bankrupt in 4 years and can't hold down a job.
Here's the one thing I am afraid of. I am afraid that everyone's celebrating, all right, we won, love wins, basic human rights wins, but that's because Obama's in office right now. What happens when, and if and when, we elect a Republican president? What happens when they decide to try to, you know, take this away from us?
They can't, unless they can appoint enough Supreme Court justices. Because of checks and balances, they can't, like, one, I don't know if they can actually argue the same case once it's been decided.
Correct.
Like, the appeal,
it's precedent.
They cannot appeal anymore. That is the final last stop.
Well, you say that, but I have this fear that there will, apparently, I think in Mississippi, they're holding up the ruling because of some court case that's going on. You still can't get married in Mississippi until this court case is settled. Who knows
that
how long?
That will end very soon. It's 25 days. So 25 days from today, which is the day the Supreme Court ruled, it will go into law. If Mississippi, if some fuckhead in Mississippi wants to not grant marriage licenses to homosexual couples, they will get so sued so hard.
Which they should.
And they will. Yeah. And it will bankrupt that city or county. And that because the ACLU is going to be all over this.
I'm angry, and I feel like we're doing a disservice to the show because I really wanted to present topics and give facts and try to make people listen and say, listen, this is why you need to pay attention to this.
I apologize for that. Well, I have kept that from happening.
It's not just you.
No, we're just getting angrier as we talk about it because it's so easy for us to look at it and go, well, this is basic. This is simple. Gays should have the same rights as, or homosexuals should have the same rights as heterosexuals. It's a no-brainer. But there are people that have been born into this thought process. They have been raised to think this is wrong. And they literally, it's not that they're just trying to be assholes. They're not just trying to.
Oh no, they're not doing it. Like,
no, they literally
just the
believe it.
That
yeah.
They hold. And so, and I almost fault them less than the people who are like, well, yeah, I mean, I know, but still, fuck them. Because there's people that are like that, too.
Yeah.
Versus, like, the people who are informed and understand.
And there's the people that just kind of, they have an American flag in the corner somewhere, and they've got a picture of Jesus next to Grandma and Grandpa. And once they heard gay marriage was a thing, they got angry. They don't know why they're angry, but they know everyone else is angry, so it's time to get mad.
Right.
You know? I'm mad. I'm mad because I have friends who believe that. I have friends that I know and love that honestly believe that gay people shouldn't have these rights. I don't know how to respond to them.
I know people who are like that, but they're not my friends.
I do, though. I have people that I genuinely care about. Certain people, and they know who I'm talking about right now, that I don't know how to talk to them about this. When I get on Facebook and I see that they don't support it, and I do, and I can't understand why they don't, because of the way they were raised and because of what they believe, I don't know what to do with them. Do I sever ties because we have different beliefs? Can we coexist with our different beliefs? How can I coexist with someone that would deny basic human rights to another human being? I don't know.
I don't see. That's where I think you and I are different, because you are a very caring individual and you give a shit about people. And I don't. Like, if you don't believe that, that's fine. You do you, but do it away from me, because I don't.
I'm a journalist. I got to see things
on
all sides.
I'm a dick.
You are kind of a dick.
I'm aware.
That's fine.
26 years now.
I love you for it.
I'm good at it.
We still love you.
We love you for it.
I've had practice.
No, I was really proud of my newsfeed today. There was only one person that popped up on my newsfeed that was against this. And I mean, we all know which person it was. That was the only person. Granted, several of the people that probably would have said something against it, I don't follow, so they don't show up on my newsfeed.
I just recently unfollowed or unfriended quite a few people.
And I'm sure I had a lot of people unfollow me today.
Oh, I'm sure I did too.
Yeah.
Because I, like, everything I was posting, like, you were more antagonistic with it. With the pictures.
Well, that's
because,
yeah, well,
going to the Confederate flag debate, because you were kind of combining the two.
I did, because I know a couple people that have said to me personally, why is it they're taking my right to celebrate my heritage, but they're giving gays rights that I don't agree with?
Because they're not taking away jack shit from you.
Well, to be fair, all right, let's get on the Confederate flag. I know you two are perfectly fine with everything they're doing. I am not. I don't think they should take away the Confederate flag from anyone.
Well, they're not.
No, they are.
Absolutely.
They stopped selling merchandise with the Confederate flag.
That is a private industry making an industry capitalism decision. Congress did not outlaw the flag. Congress did not go to Walmart and say, hey, take down your Rebel Sun section.
I'm not saying Congress is the one that did it.
But that's
I'm calling out the corporations that are doing it. I'm calling out people that say
corporations, by definition, cannot take away your rights because, like, freedom of speech. People are throwing around. It's my First Amendment right to display that flag. Yes, it is, and that is why the First Amendment states Congress shall pass no law. Blah 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 blah. Because if Congress comes out and says, like, hey, we're making a bill that says you cannot display the Confederate flag, then yes, you would have an argument. But what they're saying is, okay, Walmart decided, and I will say that Apple, I don't know if you've seen what they're doing on the App Store with games.
Yeah, they pulled any game that featured a rebel flag.
They removed any Civil War game that, because it featured the Confederate flag.
And that's my problem.
I'll admit, that's excessive. Yeah, that's dumb to me.
That's what I want to talk about. Before we agree that the Confederate flag thing, because I do agree with most of the stuff you said. We've talked about this before. My problem is with Apple. My problem is the fact that they're not selling Dukes of Hazzard DVDs now because the General Lee has a Confederate flag. It's stupid that you would take off, especially the Civil War games. Why are you trying to hide what happened?
Call of Duty's about to get real rare. Yeah. Like, no Nazi zombies. Not allowed.
Yeah, like, why? Why do you take away the Confederate flag? And is it because this idiot, Dylan Stormroof...
I vote we don't say his name. Because he doesn't need any sort of...
I am of the firm belief you don't hide what happened.
I'm not saying you don't hide what happened, but don't give him the notoriety. Don't give him the notoriety, because when you do nothing but see CNN, just his picture plastered up there and his name everywhere, that does nothing but tell people, oh, hey, that guy's famous. I can be famous. What they need to do is just picture all of the victims and refer to him as nothing but the shooter.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I can see that, but again, as a journalist, you report the story. You don't hide names. The story is about a person.
It's like when the Rolling Stone put the fucking Boston Bomber on the cover.
Absolutely. Do you hide Hitler?
Do you not say
Hitler's name?
What does it add to the story?
Because it's who it was.
What does it add?
It adds a face, a person that did these terrible things. You want a mystery figure on a cover and no one knows who this person was?
I'm not saying you absolutely don't show him the face. But when you watch the, 20 hours straight that CNN dedicated to it, that Fox News dedicated to it, that MSNBC dedicated to it, what do you see 90% of? It's his face, his name. And then they say the victims. They get lumped into this pool of anonymity.
I am of the sound mind belief that when you have a story like this, you show the person, but you show the victims too. If it was up to me, it would be like Live Leak.
But they don't do that.
No, they don't.
They just show this fuckhead and his picture, his name is what's known. People don't know. Like, I'll say I don't know. I can't think of any of the names of the people who died in South Carolina.
I can't either.
He's a senator.
Yeah, they don't say me. But if it were up to me, not only would I say the victims' names, I would show them. I would show the bullets in them. I would show the faces laying there in pools of blood. I would show people what it's like to be there, what they did. Because when you just say a name and you say these poor people, here's a list of the people that died and here's what happened to them, does not have the same impact as when you see someone laying there with a bullet in their face. You show that on TV, people start to think about the gun argument again. Because now it's not just, I heard about this, or this is what the issue is. Here's a dead guy with a bullet in his face. And you tell me that the gun rights issue doesn't need to be looked at, you know? It pisses me off. Sorry.
We keep going off topic.
With this show, I have always said, I take a lot of inspiration from the show from Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie is a personal hero of mine. The other day, the first time I've ever turned off the show, ever, because he had a gun rights activist on there. He apparently is a gun rights activist himself. And they put the blame on the people in the church that if they had been armed, this wouldn't have happened. And that because we're taking guns away, we're making people... We're putting people in this position. I turned the show off for the first time since I've been watching that show.
To a degree, I get that argument. If everyone's armed, people are less likely to do stuff. But at the same time, that's fucking stupid.
The solution to guns is more guns.
I mean, like, I own a gun.
As do I.
I have nothing against, like, gun ownership. I don't think that everybody in that church having a gun would have made anything any safer.
No.
Like, that's a real silly argument.
Especially because a lot of these people don't factor in, like, the amount of training it takes to get a concealed carry permit. My grandpa has one. My stepdad has one. I was looking into getting one. I just couldn't afford the classes.
Yeah, the classes are real expensive.
But so, like, I would do it. But it's a lot of training. And so if you feel, like, if six people in that church had a gun, as soon as that first one goes off, not everyone is going to be, you know, it's not a movie. It's not a TV show.
Yeah.
People aren't just calm, cool, okay, duck behind the pew,
take a
shot.
Got
the target, take the one shot. It's going to be blind fire. It's going to be panic. And there, I guarantee you, if more people in that church had a gun, there would have been more people hit.
Yeah.
Not just from fuckhead, but from just crossfire.
Not only that, but do we want to create, let's go to religion. Do we want to create a society where guns are so prevalent that pastors and churches are packing? That you want this pastor to take someone's life?
But people made the same argument after, what was that most recent god-awful school shooting?
You're talking about Sandy Hook?
Sandy Hook. After Sandy Hook, people were saying, well, the teacher should have been armed.
Oh, and you know what pisses me off the most about that? And I deleted a bunch of people from it. Because there are a sect of people that believe that never happened. That believe it was a farce.
I saw that because
that Obama set it up to push his gun control. Are you fucking kidding?
And that was the thing that I saw that someone posted and which led me to unfriending them was they were saying that, well, now Obama is using this shooting in South Carolina to push his gun agenda. Wrong! His quote was, this is not the time nor place to address this thing, but whenever the time comes, it will need to be addressed.
It does need to be
addressed. So it literally was just him saying, like, we're not going to talk about it right now for whatever reason, I guess out of just to kind of keep these idiots from thinking, oh, he's just using a tragedy to push his agenda. But here's why everyone in that church needed to be armed.
Don't push your agenda. Now here's my agenda.
Yeah, that's the shit that makes my blood boil.
And out of respect for you guys, I'm going to be respectful. We'll say the killer.
All right. Thank you.
So that way we don't get heated and we don't fight. Cause as good as it is, as entertaining as it is, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to entertain anyone. the killer in this situation, the fact that this Confederate flag, bringing it back to the flag, that this flag has caused so much controversy in this one particular case, I think is ridiculous. I think the Confederate flag, even though he waved the Confederate flag and all that stuff, you know, that he was a believer in this and he loved the Confederate flag, whatever, you cannot judge an entire subculture. I said this online. You cannot judge an entire subculture by what one crazy guy did. In the same sense that not every black person that sells drugs, not all black people sell drugs. One cop kills somebody. Not all cops are killers. One crazy guy flies a Confederate flag and murders 9 black people does not mean that everyone that flies a Confederate flag wants to murder black
people. I'm pretty sure that he didn't fly the battle flag. He had the, it was the two African flags, the pre-apartheid South African flag and the, what was the other one?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, he didn't have the battle flag. No, the big problem is, and I said this online too, I don't want to take away people's rights to fly that flag. That's fine. I don't like that they claim whatever reason that's not this flag is racist, but that's beside the point. The big problem is that there's a battle flag flying above the Capitol building in South Carolina.
For the record, he is flying the Confederate flag.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a couple pictures. Not in the pictures that they've plastered on CNN.
Because the only picture I saw, like, of flags was him wearing the jacket with the two African flags
there,
on
If you look up his name and Confederate flag, bunch of pictures on here.
Gotcha. Okay, so I stand corrected there then. But no, again, the problem isn't that. The problem is that it's above the Capitol building.
Yeah, no doubt. In the same sense that you wouldn't have a Nazi flag hanging in a German courthouse.
It is illegal to have Nazi memorabilia is illegal to have in Germany.
Right.
Correct.
That's where I think Jesse and I are really coming from, is that it's not that we don't want people to be able to be allowed to have that flag and display it on their own private property. That's fine. Knock yourself out. But it has literally no business being flown on a government establishment.
Correct.
Because now people say, oh, it's heritage. It represents the South. Well, it wasn't actually the flag of the Confederacy. It was the battle flag of Virginia that happened to be adopted later on by Tennessee and then just kind of got absorbed into Southern culture.
Yeah, it actually literally became the Confederate flag. It wasn't the original Confederate flag.
It is literally a battle flag, means it was flown in times of war, which was the greatest division our nation has ever seen.
JBL said it best.
JBL, like, I was so surprised that JBL put it perfectly.
And you know what else is a historical relic, whatever you want to call it, of Southern heritage? Burning crosses. Do we want to burn a cross at the courthouse? You want to have a clan robe on display too, because that's part of the heritage.
Well, and like, and part of my problem with that flag is, again, don't care if you have one, you want to fly one in your yard.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
It's your right as an American.
My problem with it is I've been, cause growing up in this area, at the SEMO District Fair, I distinctly remember seeing airbrushed t-shirts that were the Confederate flag that said phrases such as, if at first you don't secede, try again. It's not over. It's halftime.
Yeah.
Shit like that, that is actively, that, there's no other way of interpreting that other than, boy, wasn't it great when we were murdering each other over the right to own people?
And there was actually, like, I've still hear the phrase, like, the South will rise again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Yeah. I've heard that in cartoons.
Right.
I'm fairly sure I heard that in a Bugs Bunny cartoon once.
Well, yeah, but you also saw just so terrible.
Oh,
so
that
many
was a racist ass cartoon.
That,
back
that
in the
really
day.
Was.
I props to Warner Brothers for embracing it. They, like, if you go and buy those, like, early DVDs now or, like, old
they
collections,
explain it.
They
yeah.
basically, they just go, like, hey, this was the time. We don't support these beliefs
right.
at all. And we're not going to hide the fact that people did this. It's part of our history. It's not a proud part of our history, but here it is.
And yeah. and you think 50, 60 years from now, when we're old men and dead, I know I'm dead. I don't
yeah,
know,
I'm not making it past 40.
Yeah. People will look back at this time the same way and say, and will say, man, can you believe 60 years ago they didn't let gay people get married?
I can't believe that. And it also, I take great pride in the fact that just in my heart of hearts, I know that I'll be able to proudly say, yeah, I was on the right side of that.
And also, I just thought of this, and you guys probably thought of this. For the people that say you're taking away our rights with the Confederate flag, you want the rights for the Confederate flag, but you don't want to give the rights for people to get married. Whereas gay people aren't complaining that you're flying the flag. They don't care because it doesn't affect them.
Right.
A gay guy in Oregon doesn't care that a guy in Mississippi is holding up a giant Confederate flag. But a guy in Mississippi holding a Confederate flag is worried that a guy in Oregon is going to kiss another guy.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it's
fair and balanced.
People who complain about, oh, the government's too powerful. The government's too powerful. Hey, the government needs to stop these queers from kissing each other because I'm expected to explain this to my kids?
I don't want this kind of stuff around my child. I don't want to explain to him what basic human rights are.
What if he catches the gay?
Here, just go play this Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm not talking to you. Just play your PlayStation.
I think the point I want to drive home on this, and it still just makes me so mad, I still can't get it out of my head about the people have the problem with this because of the Bible. That people are saying because of the Bible and because of Christianity, gay marriage is wrong, we shouldn't have United States. How is this an argument?
If you are using the Bible to take away or hurt someone else, you are using the Bible fucking wrong.
Go to any, there are plenty of lovely islands. Lovely islands you can go to and form New Christianity. Where all the Christians can get together and live together.
Oh, yeah, the Canada thing. There's a goddamn BuzzFeed article where it just links to handfuls, just multiple people taking to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and every other fucking Periscope. Just social media. Oh, gay marriage is legal. I'm moving to fucking Canada. Motherfucker! Canada has had gay marriage since 10 years. A decade. 10 years.
I will say, all of you out there who are listening,
go
and all
form your own fucking theocracy and bumfuck nowhere.
You people make me ashamed to wave the American flag.
Absolutely, that was a great Facebook post I saw. It was like, oh, you want a flag to be able to represent all of the lives lost in the Civil War for the like on either side. Here you go, and it's the goddamn 50 stars, 13 stripes American flag.
Yeah,
it doesn't, because to me, like, that's my problem with the Confederate flag is it's divisive.
It is.
Every time I see it.
It starts a fight. It starts a war.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like people who post it and like I said, those people who wear the t-shirts and use those bumper stickers. There's always some sort of antagonistic. It's not just like Southern and proud.
No,
that's a thing that I'm just not seeing or isn't coming to mind.
Well, how many of those people that wear that and support that don't even understand what they're showing off?
They think it's just the
they're a rebel.
They think it's the Confederacy flag.
They think they're rebels.
There's so many people who think that that's just the Confederacy flag. They don't even know the actual history behind it when they're just like, oh no, it's history, it's heritage.
I mean, you could see, like, I had first, yeah, Shannon Dew talked about it on Tanner Thursday. I was having an argument with my dad.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. That was rough, man.
Yeah,
that
he showed me that.
That was rough.
That was real bad.
Your father, who lives in Australia,
Yeah.
And has lived there for some time now.
Yeah.
A little over a decade.
Who's
about
fighting
13,
for American rights.
Years. Fighting for American rights. Fighting for his right to wave the rebel flag. And goddamn Australia. Goddamn. And And every single time I asked him, like, so what do you think the heritage of this flag is? Like, well, we had family on both sides of the war and,
God.
Pretty sure people had family on both sides of Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know.
Which I don't like that comparison, like the genocide, because that's another thing. It's like, oh, don't compare the genocide of the Jewish people in the Holocaust to slavery. And while I get that, yeah, it's kind of like, okay, do you want me to break your foot or cut off your hand?
Yeah.
That's the comparison.
Right.
They are both just absolute
awful things.
Travesties.
Right.
That are a mar on, like, whenever the great alien council forms to judge humanity.
Yeah.
They're going to look at these things and, like, yeah, there's a reason we don't come to you people.
Why are they
Southern? I
don't know
why those are Dale Gribble either.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to not be just like all Southern people are evil.
Because they're not.
They're not. No.
Again, I want to stress the fact that just because you wave the Confederate flag does not make you a bad person. And I don't.
But I do think if you oppose gay marriage, you are a bad person.
I think if you oppose gay marriage, you may not be a bad person,
but you
are misinformed and ignorant. Because like we said, there are some people.
Ignorance is no excuse for violating the law.
Some people, well, now, yeah. But I mean, there are some people that legitimately believe what they're doing is right. Take the person we shall not name, which I don't know why we're not naming him.
But you already named Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have dropped him twice now.
No,
well, that
once.
The second one was
Ace
Nate.
Just did.
Oh, okay.
But there's a person that says, God, now I forgot the point I was going to make because of everything we're saying. What was the point I was going to make?
I'm sorry I keep train wrecking the show.
You did. It's something he said to me that really bugged the shit out of me.
All Muslims are evil.
Well, he says that a lot.
Gay people are going to hell.
The whole world is going to hell in sin and, like, I don't know.
And immorality.
Hell in a handbasket?
Have you people ever stopped going about your Christian lives and actually looked at the world and how terrible it is? You know?
It's all God's plan.
God damn it, Asa.
Yep.
God damn it.
I'm rubbing my temple because I'm just...
That's the one that gets me, it's all God's plan.
I'm now losing the ability to form complete sentences as I'm going into blind rage where I just want to start yelling and assaulting people verbally on the show, but I don't want to do that.
Well, because the two people that are here on the show with you are...
Yeah, we're just going to fan the
you.
Flames. We're way pro-shaming on this.
I mean, they call me the anarchist of my school for a reason. I get bad, and I've tried very hard to suppress that. My father, God rest his soul, my father, who I never saw eye to eye with, he and I were not best friends. I took care of him. He took care of me, sort of, when I was younger. And he was a little bit racist, a little bit offensive. Even he believed that gay marriage was absolutely fine because people deserve the same rights as everybody else. My father, who was born in the 30s, who saw everything, who saw, you know, black people struggling for the rights to be equal, women
to be able to sit at the same food counter.
Yes, yes. He saw all this, and even though he was misguided in a lot of ways, he thought that gay people should have the same rights as everyone, as do black people, as do women, as do anyone that's human. At one point in our history, we thought it was okay to own other people and to sell them to each other, to treat them like livestock. We thought that was okay. And you people out there right now who are disagreeing with what we're saying about gay marriage, you are that person.
You are on the wrong side of history.
You are that person that thought it was okay to sell people to other people. You don't think you are because you think you're right. And you think that God is on your side and the Bible's on your side. But 50, 60 years down the line, 100 years from now, they're going to look at you as awful, awful people who tried to deny people what they deserve by the Constitution and by basic morality.
See, and I want to just go a little bit further into the whole, like, you know, people are property and you found it okay to sell them and trade them.
Right.
Like, are you familiar with the Cornerstone speech?
I don't think I am, actually.
That, okay.
You're Stephen's about to get assertion. Real mad.
Yeah, this was actually...
Please don't.
This was actually Vice President of the Confederate States, Alexander Stephens. He had a pretty famous speech called the Cornerstone Speech, in which he basically laid out the plans for the Confederate States. The assertion is, like, the Stephens assertion is what goes around, like, that's the big point of the speech. And it goes, Our new government is founded upon exactly the opposite ideas. Its foundations are laid, its cornerstone rests upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery, subordination to the superior race, is his natural and normal condition.
States' rights! States' rights!
Now see, that...
You hear that, niggers? Oh, back in the cotton field. No, that is, let's not sugarcoat it. No, that's what he's saying.
I know, yeah. That's exactly what he's saying, but it's still, it's still real uncomfortable to hear.
Yeah, no, see, that
sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does.
It doesn't sound ridiculous to
that
say.
That sounds like a Dave Chappelle sketch.
Yeah.
It really does.
In 2015, to say the words, hey, nigger, get back to the cotton field, sounds as ridiculous as in 50 years, hey, faggot, stop kissing each other.
It's absolutely mind-boggling, and what I hate. And that's especially why I hate the heritage argument of the Confederate flag.
That's the heritage you want to represent?
Exactly. The Confederate flag, or the battle flag, whichever, because nobody really knows about the stars and bars.
The heritage flag.
Which the stars and bars is not the Confederate flag. Those are two separate things.
I love the term heritage flag because it makes people
God
angry.
Damn it.
I'm going to start using that.
So yeah, basically the battle flag, the flag that is known today as the Confederate flag, the X, the blue X on the red background with the stars. That flag was drafted to represent the ideal of the Stevens assertion.
Which was the opposite of what our beliefs are, right? He said that. It's the opposite.
That's the opposite of what the North's beliefs are.
It's like he was history's bizarro Washington. It's like the Founding Fathers and Thomas Jefferson, Franklin come.
Wait, hold on.
He's just like, no.
So I'm confused. What does the Constitution say about men? Isn't it that we're all created...
Equal?
Well,
that can't be.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
So you're except for black people.
No, you're
and
saying
Asians?
All white Christian men are created equal.
Yeah. That's in there, right?
Well, all white Christian men, like men.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yeah, there's an asterisk after all men are created equal, and specifically men. So women.
Yeah.
And, see footnote at the end of.
So.
Does not
wait, let me get this right. So the Constitution, the beliefs that the country was founded on, which don't include Christianity in any way, say that all men are created equal.
Yes.
That is correct, sir.
That is absolutely correct.
And when was this supposed document drawn up?
It would be in the late 1700s.
And it is what year now, sir?
2015.
The early 2000s.
So it's been a couple hundred years.
Just a few.
And in a couple hundred years, you couldn't get it right? You've never read the Constitution?
Well, no, see, and that's the thing. The Confederates read the Constitution. They disagreed.
They're like, no, that's silly.
Because they specifically say that their new government is founded upon exactly the opposite ideas.
There's going to be a lot of people that listen to this that say, you guys came across as a bunch of condescending assholes.
Yep.
Who sat on your high horse.
Yep.
And got all of this wrong.
And the view is great from up here.
Fantastic.
Those are the people that I don't talk to anymore, Shannon. Those are the people that I've cut out of my life.
Those are the people that...
Do the same. Do it. Embrace the hate. Let it flow through you.
This is America.
That was probably the worst Darth Sidious impersonation ever.
Hell. I don't know what you're referencing.
In America, everyone has a right to their own belief, and I can coexist with people that disagree with me.
I can too. I can remain civil in public, but know that you are wrong in your heart.
Sitting
brain.
In a circle like this with those people, though, I find difficult to do.
Yeah, I would not be able to do that.
I find it hard to sometimes discuss things with certain people because their beliefs are so outlandish to me, and I'm sure my beliefs are so outlandish to them. The only difference is that I have the law backing me up, and they have a book written by someone.
Written by men
at
who
some
you've
time.
Never met.
Yeah.
You just take their word for it.
And made people
not only
look
that,
like a bitch.
But it's been translated from multiple languages poorly, I might add.
So bad.
And if I'm correct, was not the first religion.
No. Well, absolutely not.
No.
No.
Far from it.
I'm not here to bash religion. I don't have a... Oh, God, how do I explain this? I don't have a problem with religious people. Sometimes I envy people that believe in God because I wish I had that kind of hardcore belief about something. But I'm a realist. I'm someone that watches, I go home at night. I don't jump on Xbox Live immediately and start playing games. I don't go out and party and drink with my friends. I read, I study, I watch the news, I see all the terrible things that happen
Nerd.
In this world. Yeah, I'm a faggot is what I am. I watch all these things and I can't believe there are people that still think that way. In this day and age, that there are people that put
You see, well, that was actually...
I don't want to live. Actually, I do now, because gay marriage got passed. One step closer.
Sorry if I just killed everyone. Tears.
I did the same thing. We didn't simultaneously.
How many people have stopped listening at this point?
Oh, so many. If you're still listening to this and you just wholeheartedly disagree with my stance on anything, don't message Shannon and be like, hey, Asa was kind of a dick. Go ahead and just message me and we can talk about it. Because I know, I guarantee you, you're going to get at least two.
I know at least a handful of people that will either delete me, unfollow me, or send me a message saying, you guys are completely wrong, here's why. But I'm not wrong.
No.
I'm not wrong.
No.
Mm-mm. Gay marriage is now a law. Yep. Deal with it. Or don't.
You lost.
Yeah.
Scoreboard, motherfuckers. You had the first 2,000, or, well, it's not that long, but you had the first 200 some odd whatever years.
And when you go to heaven someday and you meet God, assuming he exists and assuming there is a heaven, and he looks back at all the shit you did, that whole hate and gay marriage ain't going to win you any points.
Like, no. The thing that really pissed me off, like, even more so than, oh, well, it can't be legal because the Bible says, was the fucking pizza company that said they weren't going to cater to gay weddings. That's whatever. And that fucking Freedom of Religion Act.
Well, it's stupid, but.
Went in Indiana.
But to be fair, they're a private business.
No, yeah. And
they have the right they can say whatever they want. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, if they want to turn down business.
If they want to, that's fine.
That's your choice.
The state of Indiana should in no way be able to say, yeah, it's cool for you to do that because it is completely discriminatory and illegal. It should be. But my deal is, do you honestly think that if Jesus appeared on this earth in 2015, and he walked into that pizzeria as someone is saying, no, you're a sinner. Get out of my building. Do you not think that he would be like, slow your fucking roll, man?
That
is not what I taught you. No. I taught you to love. Cause I think that, it was Mark 4:15 when Jesus says, get away from me, you filthy sinner. I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Right? That was his message is, I think, sinner, fuck them.
Wasn't that Nate verse? I think if Jesus did own a pizzeria and he based
he would know that gay people don't want pizza at their fucking wedding receptions.
If he based his clientele on who sinned and who didn't, that business would go bankrupt immediately.
Oh yeah,
because not a single person would get in that motherfucker.
Nope,
it's really true.
Divorcees, infidelity, lying, cheating, everything you do every single second of the day is an abomination to God.
Shannon, I noticed that you're wearing an undershirt and an overshirt.
I'm wearing a wife beater because I beat my wife.
Well, that's fine, but because she is your and according to the Bible, she's your legal property.
I can beat her whatever I want.
So that's
as long
fine.
As but you don't use a stick any larger than your thumb.
But are those shirts of the same fabric?
Well, no.
Oh, you're going to hell.
I'm going
abomination.
To abomination. I'm going to hell anyway, buddy.
I served so many people shrimp today. I'm a peddler. All those people are going to hell because seafood.
Let me ask. All right, Christians. Let me ask you. Do you spend every single waking moment of your life praying to God? Do you do other things? Do you buy stuff? Do you make money? Do you lust after people? You're no different than any homosexual. They don't stop your rights to get fat and fuck each other. So why are you trying to deny their rights to love each other?
Yeah, one of the interesting things that a lot of people don't understand about sin, Jesus explicitly states, and actually I think it's even in the Old Testament, that no sin is greater than any other sin.
All sins are equal.
All sin are equal. So, like, you saying the sky is green to someone that knows no better is exactly the same as fucking another dude.
Which is apparently the exact same as me murdering all of you.
Yep.
Cut to silence. It was a very special edition of Godzilla.
So, it was a murder live on tape.
So where's your argument? I want to know your argument. I'm dead serious. Podzilla 1985 fans, if you don't agree with what we're saying here, let us know. Tell me your argument. I would love to discuss it with you. Discuss. Put it in the comments. Like, share, hate, unfollow. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah, I feel like people, though, that are actually against us at this point.
They stopped listening.
Well, one, yeah. The only people that are listening to this right now are the people that we're just circle jerking with.
Like, that's really true.
Yeah, get them.
I'm pretty sure somebody like Tanner, who we mentioned we love dearly,
I love you, Taylor.
Again, I do. I love you as well. Like, I even said, like, and I think I've said this to him, like, maybe the last pay-per-view. He is the polar opposite of a human being that I am.
What to say? Whoa!
Just, no.
Like, polar opposite of a human being.
No. Like, if me and him were just, like, we're, like, mirror, I feel like we would just be mirror image. I love Tanner to death.
Yeah,
that dude is the nicest guy.
Tanner, there's a reason Tanner has his own show on my network, quote unquote, is because Tanner is such a good person, and he is one of those people that has a hard time coping with this. And we talked about it today, and we came to a mutual understanding, and he, you know, God bless him, because he is a smart person who is conflicted. He's not throwing it out there. He believes everyone should have the same rights.
And to me, that the fact that he's conflicted is why I like Tanner. Because he doesn't just blindly go with, well, this is what I was told, so this has to be it.
No, Tanner's just a smart, smart man.
Yeah. Right.
And so, like, there's a huge difference between that and...
You're wrong.
It says it here, fuck you.
Yeah.
And them.
Tanner is a man that believes in science and belief and faith, and he's...
Like, they're not just exclusive.
No.
They can be together.
Have you not seen the Futurama episode where Farnsworth creates the robotic life and then they evolve?
I love that episode.
That is
so
a fantastic episode. If you ever want to really learn about God, watch Futurama.
They have two great episodes about it, really.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just stay away from the episode where the dog dies. Boy, you will...
It's called Jurassic Bark. I believe it's in season 3.
Also, avoid Luck of the Fryish.
Yep.
That's another...
You know what episode really got me that no one else really shares this belief with? The episode... I don't remember what it's called, but it's when they get sent to the planet to harvest the space honey.
That episode is real sad.
Please wake up. Oh, I just gave myself goosebumps.
All you have to do is wake up.
Oh, and that one got me real bad.
Yeah.
You know, the saddest episode from Matt Groening production I've ever seen is, and a lot of people go, well, yeah, that's kind of sad, but why is it so sad? It's the episode of The Simpsons where Homer's mother comes back. And at the very end, the whole ending credits is him sitting on his car out in the desert staring up at the sky because she's gone again.
Yep.
And that gets me every time, man.
Did you see episode of Futurama? It's in the newer seasons, and goddamn, we're off topic.
No, I would love to wrap up with some discussion.
Something. That's
discussion.
What I was trying to like.
Okay. Yeah, there's an episode of Futurama. It's one of the later episodes. It's
the spaced tone.
Yeah, it's Game of Tones is the name of the episode. It's the one where the ship is going like from planet to planet playing the tone. The doo-doo-doo-doo, I believe, is the tone, if I remember correctly.
And it's destroying the planets because it's so loud and just like shattering them.
And basically, Fry remembers hearing the noise. So they go back in time, like via his dream, to the day that he left. And they try to replay it. The episode ends with, like, have you guys seen this episode?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have
not. No. Okay. I missed a couple episodes.
Yeah, no, this is, like, if that episode got to you in The Simpsons, this one, holy shit.
Don't watch it tonight.
I'm not. I'm watching Jurassic Park.
Wait, you're watching Jurassic what?
Park.
Okay. I was like,
not
no.
Bark.
Shannon, no.
Well, Shannon, no. Please tell me the ending. I have to know now.
Well, what it is part of the episode is he goes into his dream and he goes to his house with his mom and his dad and his brother, and they can't get him to leave because he just wants to stay with his parents for a little bit longer. But
he
then
wanted,
since
he wants to be with his family for one more day.
So, but right. But since they drag him out of the house and he tries to run back in and it's just white because now. That first, since he left in real life, this is all just memory. And since he doesn't actually have any memory of what was in that house, it was just nothing. So the end of it is, I think it's Professor Farnsworth finds...
No, it was Nibbler.
Nibbler, yeah.
Nibbler sets it up.
He sets it up to where he goes into his mom's dream at the end of the episode. And so he gets to, like... So he's there, and then it ends with her. I'm getting chills again.
Yeah, I am too.
She wakes up
that's
and like looks next to her bed, and there's a picture of Fry, and it's after he's already gone missing.
Yep. And like she's aware of, because like Fry is going into her dream.
Yeah.
Is how this is set up, and this is after Fry's gone. You know, she's been mourned the loss of Fry, and they go and spend time. Like they talk to each other, like. He actually says goodbye for the first time to his mom, and Jesus Christ, I'm choking up. Actually,
it's just, well, and this was apparently the original episode that they were going to do Jurassic Bark, is because they were like, well, it was the story of Jurassic Bark was originally going to be his mom, but they deemed the story too upsetting.
Like she waited for him until she basically died?
Maybe. No one really knows what that means when they say that it was going to be his mom. So it seems like this could have just been that episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jurassic Bark itself was so unsettling that they retconned it in the movie. Because that's how depressing it was.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the movie?
Yeah.
Where Fry goes back and him and his dog live a happy life together? Until his dog blows up. But at least it was a quick, quick death as opposed to sitting there waiting.
Outside of an abandoned pizza.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Matt Groening, you son of a bitch. Graining, I'm sorry. Have some people get mad at me.
He doesn't deserve to have his name pronounced that correctly.
You know what? Let's not give him notoriety. Let's take his name away.
He does not need
That's kind of a shot. It was a little shot. It wasn't a big shot.
You can't. Your words don't hurt me.
I know. Nothing can hurt you right now. You're like Superman over there, proudly.
American Eagle Levi's shirt on because, fuck, America finally got something right. Because
Rock, Flag, and Eagle. Rock, Flag, and Eagle.
Yeah. Game of Tones. It's the name of the episode.
Won't watch it. Think about my mom and I cry.
Yeah.
Won't watch it.
I wouldn't.
Can't watch the Simpsons episode where Homer says goodbye to his mom. Can't do it. No. Won't even talk about it. Won't go back and watch the 10 things that made wrestling fans cry either.
Nope. Oh, so it turns out
awful mistake.
That song that they used for the Dusty Rhodes tribute video, they play at work. Heard that today and I was just like, oh.
What was the song?
Raging Fire by Philip Phillips.
Yeah.
Which it's not a particularly like
sad, depressing song.
Song.
Yeah,
it's
now,
actually
it's
really
the context.
Upbeat, which is great because that fits Dusty perfectly. God damn it, we almost made an entire episode without talking about wrestling.
Well, remember what I said at the beginning of the show? That we're not just a show about dick jokes and wrestling references? Fuck it.
My wiener.
Out the window.
That's going to be my version of it. My wiener.
Don't start.
Please
we need
don't.
To have a talk with him anyway. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. We're at an hour. I think we've spit out as much venom. We've alienated enough people for one night.
It's literally just the three of us.
Is it going to be... Does your like metric where it shows you like who has listened or like how many people have listened?
Yes.
Does it show... like? Is that based on who hits start? Or does it actually count, like,
you
who
have
finishes
to listen,
the episode?
You don't have to finish the episode, but you do have to go a good portion into it.
You can't.
So you're still, I'm sure the Podzilla's still going to get the count then.
Well, you know
I don't think many people are going to finish
We needed this episode because that 50th episode, man, was just god-awful. Just one of the worst things I've ever done.
I disagree. I thought it was fun.
I
didn't get to be on it, you know. You guys said my name a couple times, though, so that was nice.
For all the people that tuned into that, because we had in 2 days, we had almost triple the listeners of a regular show. So that means that a bunch of new people listened to the show for the first time. And for that to be the first introduction, for that to be the introduction to Podzilla, no. So I'm glad we came back with the Tanner show last night, which I thought was great, was a lot of fun. And then this show was very important to me because this is one of those things that I love to do for Podzilla where we talk about a real subject. It's not quite journalism. It's still talk radio.
I did research.
You did do research. You quoted the Bible.
He was really hoping we were going to have somebody on here to counterpoint.
I wanted to be able to actually debate someone.
Well, all right, let's be honest. I'm going to say it right now. I wanted Nate on the show, but I couldn't have Nate on the show because Nate...
Sitting here talking about suicide
Facebook. There's a difference between someone who I can debate with, like Tanner.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I really wish Tanner would have been here because I could have debated Tanner, and we could have walked away still friends.
With Nate, I had a legitimate fear, and I like Nate. I know some people don't, but I like Nate. But I could not have Nate here because at some point, I told Lindsay this, I would have stood up, pushed my microphone out of the way and said, shut the fuck up. And I probably would have beat his ass because I get real mad, especially over stuff like this. So that's the reason it's us three and not us three.
Which, I completely understand.
Yeah. It's us three and not us three plus victim.
I want to make someone cry.
Yeah.
Well, you almost made me cry with the fucking Futurama reference. So
he brought it up.
Yeah. Well, he's a motherfucker of the week.
I'll take that.
You and Kent Kreider. You'll know why tomorrow.
I have no idea who the hell
I
that
don't
is.
Either. Like, I thought.
He's a K103.
Okay.
Long story.
I saw you post that about the Impact Zone. And
what's Kent Kreider doing in the Impact Zone?
Yeah, I legitimately thought it was some kind of play on Zack Ryder, and I got real upset because I thought he got released.
I wish. Best thing that could happen to him.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. Jesse, Asa, thanks for coming in. And
thank you for having me.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, I've offended just everyone.
I'm sorry I wasn't quite as angry as you two on the show.
There was a point of the show when we started talking about Dylan Stormroof. Where I really got mad. Like, I had blood in my veins. Fuck, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said on the show.
Shannon, I think we need to get you looked at, buddy. We'll keep you angry all the time.
I heard they found blood in Aaron and Krista's alcohol stream. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. For everyone that stuck through this, thank you. And I hope you either learned something, we maybe changed your mind, or you just had fun laughing along with us at the people that were wrong.
Being entertained by our hate.
Yeah. Jesse, Asa, thank you. Lindsay, I'll see you at home. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted for the people that are still listening.
All six listeners left.
Yeah. Jordan and Hunter.
Yeah, and Cody.
Cody, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, well, have
I don't
a good
know
night.
Cody's views here. This, we may have lost him, too.
Oh, good point. No, Cody loves us too much. Well. Cody is a fan of the show, man. He's one of the diehards.
Cody
him,
was a fan of the show. Cody,
yeah, until this episode.
Again, this is all... We don't know.
We might have had a sports show with him. Well, that's out the window now. Thank you guys. Have a good night and love each other. It's legal to do so now.
Yep.
Good night.